This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Dominic Cummings, the controversial brains behind the 2016 campaign for Britain to leave the European Union, Friday stepped down as Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top aide. Cummings was due to leave at the end of the year, reports said, but he was seen walking out of Johnson's 10 Downing Street office Friday carrying a cardboard box. A government source confirmed he would no longer be officially employed from mid-December. U.S. President Donald Trump will deliver an update on development of a COVID-19 vaccine from the White House Friday in what will be his first public remarks for a week, a spokesman said. The deputy press secretary said the president would deliver an update on the vaccine at 4 o'clock local time in the Rose Garden. Mr. Trump has not spoken in public since results came in showing he lost the presidential election to Democrat Joe Biden. The Trump camp did get a favorable ruling in the state of Pennsylvania, though, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A Pennsylvania judge sided with the Trump campaign and issued an injunction Thursday. Commonwealth Court Judge Mahanna Levitt ordered Pennsylvania counties not to count mail-in or absentee ballots for which the voter didn't submit valid identification within 6 days of Election Day. The order affects a subset of about 10,000 ballots that arrived within 3 days of polls closing. As of Thursday, Democrat Joe Biden led President Donald Trump by about 55,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. authorities have given the Chinese owner of TikTok 2 more weeks to sell the social media sensation in order to resolve national security concerns voiced by the Trump administration. That's according to a court filing Friday. A notice filed by TikTok owner ByteDance in federal court showed that authorities had extended the deadline originally set for November 10th to November 27th. The ban has been challenged in courts. This is